Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. And I'm joined again with Erica Flint. And I tell you what, we should have heard her before we connected today. She's just got all these ideas. She's so excited about the coming year. We're going to cover some things in the next few episodes, like how do you really get this year off to a good start? And then once you're rolling, how do you keep building in the profession? What's your career path look like? Teaching. We just got a whole bunch of stuff lined up for you for the next four episodes. Now, this first one, we're going to be talking about really, wow, it's the new year. We've been talking about the new year. Now it is the new year. What, few steps could you take right now to maximize this momentum into going into the new year? That's what we're going to be talking about. And sometimes we just go off in inspired directions from there. Let me tell you about Erica Flint. Erica Flint has got a practice in Bellingham, Washington. In fact, for a decade, she was in the software industry. She was a professional problem solver. And then she decided she wanted to work on the greatest computer there is, the human mind. She went and got some local training. Didn't really give her everything she wanted to have a truly successful business. She got a hold of my 5-Path 2.0 video certification set, got that, got excited. Then she also went through live training, the Week of Power, and now she's also a trainer, and she's got an upcoming certification course. It's the exact same course I teach, except she's going to be doing it there in Bellingham, Washington. If you're up there in that area, give her a call. How you doing, Erica?
Hi, Cal. Thank you very much. I'm doing great. Yeah, I'm really excited about the new certification class that starts this weekend, actually. But before we get to our topic today, let me tell everybody about you, Cal. Cal Banyan is the hypnosis celebrity, and not just because of all of these wonderful free hypnosis training education videos. I think we're like at 415 or something like that right now, but because he's won nearly every award in the hypnosis profession. He's also received many, he's almost received every award, I already said that, but he's written a book, one of my very favorite books, which is The Secret Language of Feelings. He's also been on television, he's also been on radio talking about books, talking about hypnosis. He's still training, he's still teaching people, he's still doing these podcasts, and he's trained some of the very best in the profession. And I'm very happy, Cal, that I found your 5-Path 2.0 DVD set. It's changed the way that I work with clients. It helped me feel confident seeing clients. And I've taken my business, started almost 2 years ago, but now I'm a trainer and it's just wonderful. I'm just having the time of my life. I truly enjoy this work and I'm really happy to be here.
Awesome. Hey, as we were talking about before, you were certified and then you said, I just don't really have what I need to really provide the service I wanted. Then you went through the training, and I'm so grateful you did because you're brilliant, and you're adding so much to this program. You're adding to our hypnospace.com website, the network for professional hypnotists, and you've got, can you tell them just a little bit, a tiny, like a 30-second blurb about your group on our Hypnospace?
Yeah, sure. So the group that I manage on our Hypnospace is called Marketing Hypnosis. And what we're doing, the whole point of the Marketing Hypnosis group is to bring in more hypnosis clients to your business. And we're sharing best practices. We're sharing what works. We are querying each other. I mean, it's just a very friendly, professional place for hypnotists to talk about how to bring in new hypnosis clients. And it's not, I suppose it's not just about clients, right? It could be talking about new business in general.
There you go. And for you folks, you guys also know Brenda. She's got the Hypnotist Lounge. I have a couple of groups. One is about speedy inductions. We've got the Ask Cal group so that you can send questions and topic ideas to be here on the show. All right, let's get on with it. What you got for me, Erica?
All right, so today what I wanted to talk about is the new year, and I've been thinking about, what I'm doing this year. Everybody, should do some planning, okay? So the topic of today is kind of 2015 planning, yearly goals, trends of the year. One thing that I just wanted to kind of kick this off just to start with is that, not everybody wants to do this type of work. And I was thinking about it earlier today and I'm like, the way that I actually sit down and make myself do this is I get excited about the end result. I mean, And we are all hypnotists here, right? We know how to do future progression. We know how to take ourselves to the end point and say, okay, so where do I want to be at the end of 2015? What do I want to be sitting there saying, oh, I'm so glad I did this and I grew in this way and, you know, my bank account and I saw this many clients and all that sort of thing. So if you're having any problems thinking about wanting to set goals for yourself or you're procrastinating all, use your own hypnosis techniques to get yourself in the right state of mind to sit down and do this. It doesn't take long, but here's what I've come up with for myself. And I think that a lot of this stuff is kind of general, so it can be helpful for you as well. The first thing that I have on my list of things to do is kind of more of a trend. Okay, so we all have websites now, or at least you should. There's a couple upcoming trends that you guys should be aware of. I am a very technical person. I was a software engineer for 10 years, so this is something that kind of comes easy to me. I like it, so I will be spending more and more time. You know, I'm kind of on the edge here. You don't have to be on the edge of website trends, okay? Just pay attention to some of the things that we talk about here, and you'll be just fine. So the first thing is mobile. There are more and more mobile people connecting via their mobile device than ever before. As a matter of fact, Google predicts that more people, Google search at least, there will be more traffic coming from the mobile device than ever before. So what does that mean? People are going to find you on their mobile device. Okay, so you need to make sure that your website is what's called responsive. So that's kind of a keyword there. Responsive design means that your website looks good on a mobile device, looks good on a tablet, looks good on a desktop, and looks good on your laptop. So that's the keyword that you're looking for there. You also want to make sure that you're creating really good content.
Well, before you get into that next thing, wait, I want to talk about that thing, okay? So we've got, you know, this mobile concept. And can you tell them, is yours set up for mobile?
Yes, mine is set up for mobile, okay? So mine is set up for mobile. My website is using a content management system called WordPress. You guys have probably heard of it. WordPress has a bunch of templates that are called responsive design. So as long as you're using a template with responsive design, then you should be fine. But there's two really good things out there that you can check. One of them that I use, and we could probably add it a link to this, Google Webmaster Tools. There's a site called Mobile Friendly, okay? All you do is you type in your website address into this mobile friendly thing from Google and it will tell you whether your site is mobile friendly or not. And the other one is called Mobile Usability from Google, same thing. And for those, you know, same thing, you type it in there and it will give you a report basically of how friendly your website is on mobile devices.
So what I also want you to check out this website, Cal Banyan, on your phone and on your tablet. Also check out my big main website, which is hypnosiscenter.com. Check it out on your phone. Check it out on your tablet. See how it changes. Get on your PC or your Mac or however, you know, your laptop, and change the size of the window or browser that you're working, that you're looking at. Usually just make it narrower and narrower, and you can watch it transform and see how the website changes when it's set up properly. And it's the hugest thing right now. I remember talking to a younger person, and I said, email me, and she said, well, can't I just text you? Because in the generation, these 25 and unders, or even 30s and unders, email is like writing a letter. It's very formal, and it's almost passé. Now people are sending just these little chunks of information through texting and that kind of thing. So we've got to change with the times. We can't just say, hey, I've got a PC or I've got my Mac and I'm all set up. Excellent. Continue.
Yeah, that's right, Cal. And that's kind of the point I wanted to make, is that you don't have to be a trend setter, right? You don't have to be on the bleeding edge of everything, but you do got to keep up with things or you're going to be left behind. When we're talking about viewing mobile websites on your, or viewing a site on your mobile device, one other trend that you guys might have noticed already is that a lot of websites are creating like these really, really long web pages, okay? Have you noticed that at all, Cal?
Oh, like, sure.
The web page never ends, it just keeps going.
Right, just a one page, like a landing page thing?
Right, just a one page thing. Now, the reason for that is because it's easier for mobile viewers, mobile browsers, to just scroll down than it is to click a link. So when you think about a mobile device, somebody browsing your website on their mobile device, they'll click on a link, it takes them to a whole brand new page. It's a lot easier for them to just continue scrolling through it. So when we're talking about, you know, creating really good content and some of these things, where I think this comes into play is that as the IT industry and people that are helping build these templates and build this technology, as everybody else is moving towards mobile, if you don't move towards mobile, everything is going to be designed for mobile, right? So everything's going to be designed in a way. So you want to play catch up right now, I think, if you haven't done that, by checking out those two sites that I told you to make sure that your site looks good. Check out your own site and see what it looks like on a mobile device. So I would definitely highly recommend that as one of the things you should do this year for your website.
Awesome. Checking all this stuff out right now on my phone. I got it right here in front of me. Go ahead.
All right. So the other thing that I've got on my list, Cal, is challenging yourself, right? So anytime that I am asked to do something, or I am aware of something, or I think, oh, that would be cool, and then it scares me a little bit, then I know that I need to do that, because I need to challenge myself and continue pushing myself. So that's something that I do every year. I need to make sure that I am continuing to do that. If you stay still, there's a risk of standing still for too long, because things are going to pass you by. And so you got to keep growing, got to keep pushing yourself. What do you think about that, Cal?
Absolutely. And as you're bringing up that excellent topic, I've got my Samsung Note 4 here, and I'm checking out to see how our HypnoSpace looks. And look at that. Man, it's all set up just right for mobile. You can go and scroll down through the recent messages, and you can see the groups and stuff. So it's just really cool. So, yeah, this mobile thing. And challenging yourself. I call it stepping up to that next level. That, you know, if you got to get that adrenaline running and saying, what do I got to do to maybe write? What do I need to do to maybe speak? What do I need to do to maybe become a trainer and get out of these comfort zones? Get away from the progressive relaxation induction and get into rapid induction, instant induction. All that other stuff is so not last century, man, it's like 19th century stuff. Let's get into doing, you know, this high tech, very efficient, very effective kind of work. What do you think about that, Erica?
Absolutely. I mean, we need to be doing, like I said before, you don't need to be on the bleeding edge, right? But you need to have modern hypnosis techniques. You need to be efficient as possible. You need to get rid of things that aren't working in your practice. And you need to, which brings us to the next topic, you need to clean up, right? So I personally am planning on going to my office, and I'm going to clean some things up. If I haven't used something in my office, I do this in my closet, by the way, too. A lot of you guys do. Oh, if I haven't worn this in a year, yeah, it goes to Goodwill. I'm doing this with my closet, I'm doing this in my office. If I haven't used something in a year, you know, like something sitting there, I thought, oh, this would be nice to have there. I'm going to clean it up. I'm going to lighten everything up. So that's the next thing on my list. Clean things up. Same thing that goes with what you're just talking about, Cal. If you're using an old technique and it's not working, or you're using an old technique and you know there's a better one, you got to switch. You got to be doing the more modern stuff, right?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, we're talking about ourhypnospace.com, our networking site. One of the things I did as we moved from the regular version of the site into the 2.0 that we have going for this year is I just went in and cleaned out a bunch of groups that just wasn't getting a lot of usage. So, you know, just goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Let's make room for new ideas, fresh ideas, and greater participation. So there you go. You're absolutely right.
That's right, because it tends to clutter things up, right? So even if you're not using it and you're like, oh, well, I don't know if I'm going to need that or not. I'm not saying you have to throw something away. Get it out of your office, clean it up. If you don't need it, then, you know, you can make a choice to get rid of it later. But really, you know, lightening the load and cleaning things up feels really good. It'll make you more efficient too. So, which brings me to one of the next things that I'm doing, Cal, streamlining business processes. So there's a lot of business processes and things to do to kind of keep the business running, but you can streamline them. One of the things that I'm doing is I'm kind of going digital. Are you guys making that a move in that direction yet, Cal?
I'm not sure what you mean. I think of myself as always moving towards digital. Tell me what you mean.
Yeah, I guess I should have explained that a little better. I am taking paperwork from my clients and I'm scanning it in. I am doing all of my session notes digitally, so I'm not writing it down on paper. I'm trying to lighten up the amount of paper in my office.
Yeah, I really don't feel a need to do that yet. And actually, I'm still a little bit hesitant about having you know, client files and stuff like that that might be accessible online. But, you know, you're an IT professional and you're the, you know, got all that stuff together for security and stuff. So we still use paper files, and maybe next time, maybe next year.
Yeah, that's a good point, Cal, because you do need to make sure that you are, if you have digital content on your laptop, on your, you know, a computer in the office or anything, you need to have an encrypted drive. You do. And if you're storing it in the cloud, you can still encrypt that data. So these are some of the things that for me, you know, kind of easy to take care of, but certainly are something to consider. And the same thing goes when you're having clients contribute or submit documents to you online. You need to be very careful with client confidentiality, privacy information, personally identifiable information, and confidentiality. So definitely take care of those things. We'll see how it goes, right? I mean, this is a process going into something more digital. So I'd say I'm about 50% paperless now. I don't know that it'll be 100, and that's okay. But if I could get rid of 50% of the files or paperwork in my office, I'll be happy.
Here's a good question for you. When you go into that level of digitization, backing up is so important. What kind of backup service, or how are you doing that?
Well, I do it a couple ways. I do have, it kind of gets technical. I have a rated drive at home, so it has two disks. And so if one fails, it'll go over to another one. So that's like 99.99%. They call it the five nines in the IT industry. 99.99%, nothing will happen unless something burns down or blows up, let's just say. The other thing that I use for some things, I use, the cloud, right? So I use Dropbox. Dropbox does a lot of backing up for me, so I don't have to worry about that. But it really depends on what the content is and whether you want to trust a service, an online service, to take care of that information for you.
Okay, how's this for paranoid? Now, all of our training materials are, you know, are digital. All of our originals from videos like this are digital. I mean, we've got gigabytes of information. And so we have our server, and then we have that backed up to a RAID like you. Then I've got it backed up to the cloud. And then I have it backed up to physical hard drives that I bring into the office, have backed up, and then I take them home with me. How's that sound for paranoid?
That's awesome. Now, when you bring them home, if you put them in a fireproof safe, that would be, I'd say that's as best you can do.
Well, actually, what I do is, now I ride my motorcycle most of the time, but you know, when once every 10 days or so, I'll drive my truck, and my truck has a case, one of those like Pelican cases with all the drives in it, and it stays in my truck. So even if my house burns down, I'm fine. But you know, if my truck burns down, well, I've still got the server, the RAID, and then the cloud. So I think I'm pretty safe.
That's right. I mean, something catastrophic to the entire planet could potentially happen, and then, you know, it's not going to matter anyway. So you can only do so much. But I like to have at least three places where it's backed up.
Oh, I just thought of something. I've got to get rid of that Pelican case, and I've got to put a, I don't know, will an EMP ruin a hard drive?
Say that again?
You know,
I didn't quite understand.
Is? Electromagnetic pulse that burns, fries up electronics?
Probably, yeah.
Okay,
I don't know the answer to that, Cal. You can try it out.
My off-site backup system, instead of being in a plastic case, I should put it in a metal case and then have it grounded, which is a Faraday cage. And then I am like totally prepped. I will be the totally prepped hypnotist.
That's right. And it feels good, doesn't it? When you don't have to worry about that stuff anymore, it's backed up. Yeah. And then, of course, you know, you got to set your automatic backup schedule. Don't do this stuff by hand. Don't give yourself more work. You got to automate some of these things. There's great tools out there to help you back stuff up.
Cool. Hey, we're running out of time. You got anything else for this topic?
Yes, there is one other thing that I want to talk about, which is just basically taking your goals that you set up and putting them on your calendar. So some people call this time boxing. I don't know if I like the word, but I do like the idea, and I do this myself. So I'll take my yearly goals that I've planned out, and I'll say, okay, in January, here's what I'm going to do in January. And then I break it down further, and I say, okay, so this week on Friday, I'm going to put on my calendar. That's what the time boxing means. You block it off on your calendar. You don't just say a to-do list, oh, sometime this week I'm going to get this done. No, you actually put it on your calendar and say, okay, this Friday at 11 a.m., this is exactly what I'm doing. I'm writing a blog article. It's going to get posted on Tuesday. So I recommend taking your goals, putting them on the calendar, doing time boxing, giving yourself the time that you need in order to accomplish those goals. What do you think about that?
Awesome. I use on my phone, I have a reminder system that is, let me see if I can grab it real quick. I don't know if it has the name handy. Reminder, scheduled reminders. Gosh, I don't know. It's an app. Then also, I use Outlook every day for my email and for my contacts and my calendar. And I've just started using, they have a checklist function on there so I can schedule stuff. Before that, I was using Infusionsoft, and now I'm using the Outlook thing, which is nice because it's got its limitations too, because the description isn't as good as I want. But yeah, I schedule it in my calendar. I use my tasks on Outlook, and then I use a reminder thing. Kind of like, you know, nagging has its function in life so that I could do some self-nagging. The more I self-nag, the less Maureen has to nag me. So I prefer self-nagging to Maureen nagging.
That's good. You know, it feels good to cross those things off your list too, you know, and having a digital to-do list that kind of flows over the next day. If you don't get it done this day, it's automatically there the next day. That is very nice. And I have something like that as well.
Cool. Hey, so what I want you to do is I want you to wrap it up. I want you to give a little tiny teaser about what we're going to talk about in the next episode.
All right. So my name is Erica Flint, and you can find me at cascadehypnosiscenter.com. You can find me at ericaflint.com. And next time, what we're going to talk about the value of being a hypnosis educator in your community. And it's not just about bringing in new students or clients. There's a lot of value to you personally as a professional hypnotist to taking that step into being an educator in your community. I hope to see you online. I hope to see you at our hypnosis space and marketing hypnosis group. And Happy New Year, everybody.
Hey, Happy New Year, Erica. Hey, everybody, I want to tell you that we've got a training coming up. And this week, I think, is going to be the last week for early registration. And nothing can beat our hypnosis training. 10 days of eat, sleep, and poop hypnosis. I mean, it's like a total immersion program. And it's not just hypnosis. It's about 5-path and 7-path. And by the way, our schedule is always available here on calbanion.com. Like if you're watching this 6 months later, or a year later, or 10 years later. So this next one is February 23rd through March 6th with the weekend in the middle off. And then for you folks who are already certified, please come to our Week of Power, May 3rd to May 9th. It's the same exact course, but it's squished down into 7 days because I don't have to spend a lot of time on the basics like I have to in the 10-day course, because our certification courses, be it the 10-day or the 7-day, are basic to advanced, the complete shamil. We don't hold anything back. Shamil, is that a real word? I don't know. Anyway, that's it. I'll see ya. I'm Cal Banyan. Keep tuned in. Let your friends know about it. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.